Often we long for the building and the structure, we forget about the foundation. So God's taking us back to Psalms that specifically deal with critical foundational truths and concepts that we need to hear right now. You can put it this way. Start here. Psalms provide the GPS for us spiritually of where each day should begin and where each day should go.
Hello, loved ones, and welcome back to Live in the Light. I'm your host, Craig Turnbull, and joining me today at the beginning of a brand new series is our teacher, Pastor Robbie Simons. And Robbie, I'm going to turn it over to you right away so you can fill our listeners in on where we're headed for the next few days, at least.
Yeah, you know what, Craig? I love what you said at the very beginning. You said loved ones. Why'd you do that?
Well, because we do love our listeners. It's a biblical concept, and it's also, yeah, it's a reality in our heart in this ministry. We love to see these listeners coming in and having their lives changed for the glory of God.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of fills our heart, doesn't it, as we think about that. You listening right now, loved by the Lord and loved by us. And that's, again, as Craig said, what God's Word calls us to. And I think that's a great even lead-in to the series we start today on a very few specific psalms. Psalms designed in God's love. You know what God does when He does love us? He doesn't always tell us what we want to hear, but He tells us what we need to hear. And so He redirects us to that which is most important. And that's what we get to do now for the next several days in psalms that God will set foundational boundaries for us to say, hey, you want blessing? Go here. Hey, you want to be in a place to hear my voice? Go here. And so we're really excited again. We're going to call this what? Start Here Psalms?
Start Here Psalms.
Yeah. So we're starting here with Psalms. Hey, you want to find out where God wants you to be? You're in the right place. Live in the light right now. We are praying for you. You are loved, and we're excited to get into God's Word together.
Okay, exciting stuff. Compass resetting stuff. And just a reminder, if you would like to get a copy of today's message, or if you want to pick up a copy of a message maybe you missed over the past couple weeks, make sure you visit us online at liveinthelight.ca, or you can phone us up at 1-844-22-LIGHT. All right, here again is Pastor Robbie with today's message entitled, Start Here to be Blessed.
Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 1 then. Psalm 1, if you're visiting with us, there's the Bible in front of you. You can use that and follow along. You can find the book of Psalms about the center of the Bible, approximately, and it'll be Psalm 1. We're going to be in a series which is called Start Here Psalms. There's 150 Psalms, which means by God's design, the Holy Spirit who wrote the book, the Bible, that's a lot that deserves our attention, our affection, it deserves our focus, and so we're going to go through a few of them in this month, which is so exciting. And then these Psalms specifically have been chosen to start us in the right place and to point us in the right direction. Why? Because we need that so much. Let me explain a little bit more about this series. So Start Here Psalms, I like that phrase. They are foundational psalms because they are psalms that provide for us the footing where the rest of the building is built upon. Okay, they're the foundation which the structure is set. Often we long for the building and the structure, we forget about the foundation. So God's taking us back to Psalms that specifically deal with critical foundational truths and concepts that we need to hear right now. You can put it this way. Start Here Psalms provide the GPS for us spiritually of where each day should begin and where each day should go. Start Here Psalms are step one of what leads to the truly blessed life of God. Here's why myself and the elders are bringing these psalms to you right now. We are excited for this. In the midst of confusion, there's so much of that in our day, and there's so much of that in this room right now. There's a lot of people and frantic and just kind of dazed and confused. In the midst of confusion, these psalms will bring clarity starting today. Very excited about that. In the midst of chaos, our world's quite chaotic, isn't it? And we do it to ourselves too. But in the midst of chaos, asking the Lord to bring conviction. Now, why is conviction such a big deal? Well, conviction is when the Holy Spirit comes up and he says to us by his truth, and he convicts us, that's what he does through the word. He says, no, don't go over there. That's a terrible idea. If you go there, you'll be hurt. If you go there, it's just gonna end up in trouble. If you go there, you're gonna sin and suffer. Don't go there. No, go this way. This is the path of blessing that's specifically happening today as well. Listen, in the midst of anxiety, stress, worry, fear, lots of that. Lots of that here. In the midst of anxiety, these start here Psalms will bring peace. Because they'll bring the clarity and they'll bring the conviction, which brings the peace of God, which we so long for and need. Of course, the peace of God is the blessing of God. You and I know, if you're like me, and I know many of you are, and this is the way our world works too, so often we're rushing around so frantically that we're looking for step 8, you know? I want step 8 of 10, or 8, 9, and 10. God, give me step 8 now. I want step 8. Come on, let me see. And the Holy Spirit says, I need you to go back to step 1. Because step 1 is where the foundation is. Step 1 is where you will find the path, because you're not even on the right path right now. You're on step 8 way over here. He's like, I need you right here. So come on over, child. Let's start again. And let's remember who we are in Christ. Let's remember our identity in him. And let's see the beginning of blessing to flow down through our lives so we're not running around like a chicken with our heads cut off. Because this is what our world does so often as well. This is why I'm expectant for this series, okay? The start here, Psalms, they're going to be a compass for our souls. I love it. You know, you have the Bible and you open up the Bible. The Bible says it's a compass. And often we close the Bible and we're running around, don't know where to go, and bumping into things and all stuff. Open the Bible, all of a sudden we say, oh, that's north. And God's like, yeah, let me show you the way that you should go. It's going to be a map for our hearts. The Bible's a map for our hearts, which again is so encouraging and exciting. Here's what I know, okay? School started this week. Sorry about that, students. All right. Parents are like, woo, woo, right? But school started this week, but already what happens? The activities ramp up. The schedules often at this time, it's kind of at full go. We're running around trying to manage all the things. And already the hamster wheel's in place and we're running around. And we're so, again, frazzled and frantic. And already we are suffering under the weapons of mass distraction. Daniel Henderson coined that phrase. It's really good. I love it. Okay. And already we're running around. What's going on? All kind of stuff. And it's when the Holy Spirit's going to go, just before we start launching into September, let's just take time out, slow down, take a deep spiritual breath. And again, let's remember what is most important. Start here, the Holy Spirit says. Let me give you the overview of where we're going to be, Lord willing, the next 3 weeks, okay? So start here, Psalms. I love this graphic. It just makes me feel good, all right? First week, start here to be blessed. That's today, Psalm 1. Where else do you start with start here, Psalms? The first one. We're going to go Psalm 1, okay? Start here to be satisfied. Lord willing, next weekend, Psalm 16. In your presence is fullness of joy. Bring it, Lord. Bring it, please. Your presence is all we need. And just to know your presence and to feel the joy of that. And then third week, start here to be blameless. There's a whole Psalm 26 on integrity and what it means. So foundational truths and virtues for our lives as we seek to go forward. Quite excited about that. So today we commence with start here to be blessed. That's our sermon title. And then how fitting, of course, to begin with start here with, again, Psalm 1. So the Bible's open to Psalm 1. Let me read it for you, and then we will dig in together. I'm quite excited. Oh, Lord, speak to us, would you? Every person, every man, every woman, every child here right now. Blessed is the man, verse 1 says. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. This is a psalm of contrast, you know. So you look at verse 2 now. Here comes the contrast. But, and you're in the Word, you circle that, and you can just identify that as contrast. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Notice, he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season. Its leaf does not wither, and all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so. So here's the contrast again. But the wicked, they're not like this. They are like chaff, useless, worthless, rootless. The chaff, as opposed to the wheat and the grain, it's driven away by the wind, notice, verse 4 says. Therefore, because of this, the wicked will not stand, meaning they won't last in the judgment of God. They will fall. Sinners won't stand in the congregation of the righteous. Why? For the Lord knows. The Lord knows the way. The Lord knows so intimately. He knows your way. He knows the way of the righteous. He knows the way of those who follow in his Son. The Lord knows the way of those who seek to be blessed by him. But the way of the wicked, they will perish. You know, very early on, Psalm 1 has been understood to be an introduction to the entire Psalter. And the Psalter, of course, is the book of Psalms. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? This is the kind of the launching pad into every other psalm. It's the psalm, notice this, that provides the blueprint for the life of divine blessing, okay? And that's the part we like. Yes, I want to be divinely blessed, but it also provides the blueprint of the life that experiences permanent misery. So in some ways, a very simple psalm. You have two choices, a life of blessing, a life of misery. A life of the joy that's found in the Lord, a life that is ultimately cursed as chaff in the wind and full of wickedness and evil. So no wonder Psalm 1 is called a wisdom psalm because it presents the choice of those who truly want to be wise and choose the path of life. Here's what I love. Some of you are here right now and you're searching. You are searching. Who are you? I'm not sure. God knows. You're asking questions. You're genuinely asking for questions in life and you're not fulfilled. You are not satisfied. You are wondering, what am I doing here on this earth? I'm telling you, you're here right now. You're asking, the Lord's answering. The Lord is answering today through Psalm 1. I mean, I just implore you, as best you can, get a Bible open, look at it. And if you're going to be here, you might as well listen. Amen? And you might as well say, God, if you're real, speak to me. Speak. And I believe he does. And he will. He's changing lives across this earth every single day in the thousands and hundreds of thousands. We pray some of you are here today in the same purpose. You know what God says to all of us, and especially to the person searching right now? He says, you want to be blessed? You want to truly be blessed? He's like, start here. Start where? Start here. Psalm 1. Psalm 1, verse 1. This takes us to our first point, okay? Our first point is this. Here's the path of the blessed. The path of the blessed, integrity, purity, fidelity. The path of the blessed. Verse 1 again. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Now, first notice the all-important first word of verse 1. It's the word blessed. That's the Hebrew word Asher, as in one of Jacob's sons. Now, this Hebrew word means to be supremely happy or supremely filled. So right away, the first word, God is saying this, supremely happy is the man, supremely fulfilled is the man. This word blessed is also used in the plural. Now, why is that important? Because it means there's a multiplication of blessing. There's an intensification of blessing. So blessed is the man. And what that's saying is, the man or woman who walks along the path of God, they are walking on the path of blessing, but unbeknownst to them, as they continue to trust in God by faith, a blessing will give birth to blessing. There'll be a multiplication of blessings all through their lives. And if you're anything what I've experienced in the Lord, you get saved, you start walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. Life in Christ was way easier. Was easier before Christ, but it's so much better now in Christ, but you're walking along and following Jesus Christ, and you sense the blessing upon your life. It's hard, it's difficult, there's things going on, but you sense the blessing, the joy, the eternal realities, but then you were not prepared for the blessings that will produce themselves in so many different ways, almost unspeakably in your life as you sense God working in your life, and again, the fruit of his Spirit, and you say, I did not know this was possible. I did not know life could be lived this way, and whether people see it or not, you sense it, you know it, you feel it, you experience it. This is the blessing that the Lord brings in multiplication, in intensification. It's what he does. It's who he is. So think about this. From the very first word of the first psalm, the urgency for the opportunity is already presented. Multiple, intense, supreme blessing about to be unveiled for the person who wants to receive it by grace through faith. Now, loved ones, look here for a second. Look here, okay? Already, what we're about to hear right now in this first word of this first psalm, okay? Please understand, you can't get this anywhere else. Like, there's nowhere else in life you can get this type of blessing. You're not getting it from your smartphone. Hate to break it to you, okay? can't do it for you. You're not getting it through some human relationship. It's not going to happen. Some of you are like, what are you talking about, man? My boyfriend, he's the best. No, he's not as good as Jesus Christ, all right? You will not find this blessing in some food. Some of you are really disappointed in that too right now, right? You're like, what are you talking about? You won't find this blessing in some self-help book or some part of the secular. You cannot find it anywhere else because there's one God, one beautiful, majestic God, three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. All of life's true, lasting, eternal blessing is found in Him. This is a moment of wisdom right off the bat. This is what God is doing. He's like, path A, path B, path of life, path of death. You got to choose. Which do you want, right? Notice in verse 1, blessed is the man. Spurgeon points out this. I love this. He says, it's not blessed is the king, or blessed is the scholar, or blessed are the rich, or blessed are the super attractive, or blessed are the super athletic, or blessed are the celebrities. It's not saying that, is it? This is the beauty of the kingdom of God. Some of you are here right now and you're like, no, I can't have God's blessing, man. I don't match up. Yeah, me neither. This is the wonder of the gospel. This is the grace He provides. Some of you are like, oh, that can't be me. I'm just not worthy of it. I know. Talk about it. It's so true, isn't it? I'm not either. This is more often than not the exact person He works within. The person who understands they're broken, they're frail, they cannot do this. This is the person who knows they need Him. You are the exact model, an exact candidate to see God do something wondrous in your life, because the blessing of the Lord often, if not always, is found among the poor, the downcast, the rejected, the forgotten. This is the grace of God. Now, let's notice where the path of blessing begins in Psalm 1. It actually begins in the negative, right? Meaning, if you want to be blessed, don't do this, this, and this. Don't be this, this, and this, okay? Look at verse 1 again, all right? Blessed is the man, notice, who walks not, who nor stands, nor sits, who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Now, notice in verse 1 here, loved ones, okay, notice this. By the way, it's so good to be with you again. Love you so much. This is so fun. Yay, I'm so thankful, okay? Verse 1, notice this, okay? Notice the progression of evil that seemingly, it's not exact as scholars look at, but there's certainly an indication that the evil is increasing in verse 1, right? There's a walking, right, in the counsel of the wicked, standing in the way of sinners, and sitting in the seat of scoffers. Right? So let's just break that down for a second, because we're learning something here. Remember, if you want to be blessed, don't do this. Okay? Notice, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Okay? So think of walking. You're walking along because all of culture is going this way right now. Has there ever been a time in our nation where culture has been so strong to counsel you away from Christ? Has there ever been a more anti-Christ flavor in our day? And the pressure, the peer pressure, the cultural pressure, the political pressure to join the march. And if you don't, you are ostracized more and more now. Set aside, persecuted. How unfathomable to think opposite to where the world is going. They're walking in the counsel of the wicked and the pressure. Now, hey, how come you're not walking in with me? How come you're not there? You're what you believe, what you do, what? And the pressure to walk in the counsel of the wicked. It's everywhere, every day. I feel it too, right? And so do you. Let me ask, is that you right now? Are you being sucked in to walking in the counsel? And you know, like the Spirit of God is like, don't do it, man. That's not right. Doesn't mean you're angry. Doesn't mean that you resort to some kind of, you know, impulsive reaction. But just in your heart and spirit, you know, I should not be walking in this way. Is it you right now and you're walking in the counsel of the wicked? What is required here? Integrity. Integrity here says, even when the whole world is walking against me, in the Lord Jesus Christ, I am called to walk against the grain, to go against the flow, to swim upstream. Now, this takes a lot of courage, doesn't it? But this is what we're called to do. Here's an image that's always been such a blessing to me. And this is one that kind of describes this. Okay, this is who we're called to be right here. Notice all the fish. Notice they're all looking back at him. See that? They're walking like, wait, you're not coming? What's wrong with you? Oh, you're one of those, are you? Oh, are you sure? All right. And everyone else is going. The courage it takes to be this fish. The courage it takes to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and to walk or swim in the opposite direction where everyone, you're bumping into all sorts of people as they slam shoulders by you, ridiculing you for believing in light, believing in Christ, believing in love, believing in truth, believing in heaven, believing in hell, believing in eternity. See, the Bible says here, blessed is the man who walks not. Hear me. Hear the Lord today. You won't be blessed as you do walk in the counsel of the wicked. That's the easy path, man. That's the wide, and that's the one that leads to destruction, and most of the world is in it. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. And notice this too. Now the progression, nor stands in the way of sinners, okay? So it's one thing to walk in the counsel of the wicked, but now all of a sudden you're sitting down. Now all of a sudden you're sitting in the way of sinners. So now you're kind of, you've bought in. Now this has become part of your life, or is your life now sinful activity. You've become impure. Let me ask you, is that you right now? Is that you? And some of you are like, man, are you reading my mail? No, but the Holy Spirit is. And he's isolated you right now because he loves you so much. And he's like, where you are is not good. And if you stay there, that is a guarantee of forfeiting blessing, not to mention the path to destruction. What's the response? Purity. Purity. There's integrity and purity. Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. See what happens here? The purity of devotion to the Lord, that's how we see God. We stand in the way of sinners. We don't see God very much at all. We are rejecting his grace, his blessing, his love upon our lives. And we see the third category here, and sits in the seat of scoffers. So, walking, right? Standing, but now you're firmly placed. You are sitting in the. So not only are you joining evil, now this is the person who is promoting evil. Now they find themselves in a place they are jumping on the bandwagon of evil and trying to get others to sin with them. Question, is that you? Is that you here today? I mean, hear the Lord, hear the Lord. It's impossible for this path to be blessed of the Lord. Now, what an important moment this is as school begins this week. What a word for our students, for us all. But students, you know, I'll just share with you some things I'm telling my kids on a frequent basis now. And I just want to share with you too from my heart and bless you where you are and the world that we live in. I tell my kids, listen, if you're going to follow Christ genuinely, okay, child, son, daughter, you have to understand, if you're going to follow Christ, okay, this is not a calling to be liked by all. It's a calling to be loved by God. If you believe that your identity is in being accepted by peers and being popular, if you believe that your status on earth, if all you can see, daughter, son, is I just want to be liked where I am, then you are looking for something that the Lord Jesus Christ has never promised you. Again, in this world, as followers of Christ, we're not trying to have people dislike us. We're not trying to create problems. We're trying to be those who love. But the very source of truth, of salt and light from our lives will often cause people to dislike us. Because what did Jesus actually promise would happen? He promises we would not be popular among most. He promises we'll be hated. He promises we'll be persecuted. He promises us difficulty. He promises people will absolutely, he says, if they hated me, they're going to hate you too, right? So turn to my children and say, is it possible? This takes strength and courage. It takes strength and courage, but it's possible in the Lord. Is it possible that by faith you can walk through life saying, I'm not trying to be disliked, but if I am because of my faith in Jesus Christ, I know I'm loved. And when I know I'm loved by the God of the universe, then that becomes the very thing I need, because the moment Jesus Christ returns, all of a sudden who's popular doesn't matter, does it? The moment Jesus Christ returned, all of a sudden, if I was accepted in the way I wanted to be, does that matter? No, it's like chaff in the wind. And all of a sudden, all that matters is who I am before the Lord Jesus Christ and my identity in him and the love that I've given to him with this life that I've been entrusted with. That is a perspective of faith, eternity, and courage. And this is what I implore my own children, and I implore to our students and to all of us here today. Can you be strong in the Lord by his grace to blaze a trail upstream against the flow, against the grain, and believe that if God is for me, then who ultimately can stand against me? This is the path of the blessed. It's tough, isn't it? But this is what we're called to do. It's also very exciting. What are we talking about right here? We're talking about fidelity. And what is fidelity to the Lord? Devotion. What's the greatest commandment? Love God all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. It's the greatest commandment for a reason. It's what God blesses most. The greatest thing God blesses is an all-out love for him. Whether or not they're accepted by others, he blesses a love for him. So you're like, this path to blessing, well, where do I start then? You start in verse 2. Look at verse 2. Notice, but, okay, so contrasting to all the evil in verse 1, but now the blessed man or woman, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So notice this, okay? Notice this. This is such music to my ears. More importantly, music to the ears of the Holy Spirit, okay? The delight is in the law of the Lord. Remember, the first indication of what happens when someone is blessed is they avoid evil, but now the first positive is a delight in the word of God, the law of the Lord, the instruction of God. Think about it. How do we know where to go to be blessed? How do we know what dangers to avoid, what devastation to move away from? How do we discern between good and evil? How do you shine light on your path in a dark world? The answer is His Word. His Word is the path to being loved by God. So I love this. Think about what we're doing right now, okay? God's Word is opened, and right now, His light is shining upon our minds. Right now, our minds are being renewed. Right now, already, we're confronted with, what path am I on? Am I in the path of blessing, or am I in the path of darkness? Right now, light is shining and showing us by the Holy Spirit. He's like, don't go that way, go this way, right? This is the power of the light of God's Word. But when God's Word is open, well, what happens when we close the book? This happens. Oh. And then we open God's Word, what happens? Hey, that was neat, right? But you're going through life, and then all of a sudden, you close God's book in your life. Oh, but then you open God's Word again. All of a sudden, you can see where you're going. That's fun, wasn't it? I love it, though, because it's true. What does the Bible say? Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Don't you see, loved ones? Why is Pastor Robbie so excited about the Word? Why is he trying to get us in the world? Because it's your lifeline and it's your flashlight. If you don't want to walk in darkness, you have to have the book open. Why? Why? Not so we worship the book. It's how we worship the Savior revealed in the book. It's how we know the Lord. You know, I love biographies so much, especially Christian biographies, obviously, because they reinforce to me the principles we're learning here. George Mueller was one, I suggest to you, one of the most fruitful men in the past several hundred years. He was a man so profoundly used in orphanages with faith, thousands of kids, and with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ going forward. Do you know what Mueller found out early in his life? He found out, too, he neglected God's Word in the beginning of his life. Then all of a sudden, he came to grips with the understanding of how powerful and beautiful this book is. In fact, I want to make sure I get it right, because I have a little quote here I want to read you about Mueller. It says this, after he found a relish for the Scriptures, he couldn't understand how he ever treated God's book with such neglect. See, some of us are here right now, and honestly, the book's not being open. Don't you see that is going to kill you, right? He says this, it seemed obvious that God having condescended to become an author, that's such a good point too, eh? Hey, did you know this? God wrote a book. I think you should read it. Fair? God wrote one book. That's pretty cool. We should read it.
Thanks for listening to Live in the Light today. If you'd like to hear this message again or any messages in this series, visit us online at liveinthelight.ca. Live in the Light exists to see radical transformation in God's people through the revelation of God's truth. We believe that through the faithful and passionate preaching of God's Word, disciples will be made and the church will be strengthened. Our prayer is as people are impacted by Live in the Light, they will be renewed in mind, reinforced in faith, and resolved in will to live in Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening today. Join us next time on Live in the Light.